Okay. I think we're up to. Where do we start from now? We start from. Amr of Khanina. Oh, no, no, that's where we're up. That's where we got it.
We haven't started yet.
So where do we have
to make it? No. Because I'm not here,
that
now starting.
No. It was for parents. Open the door for everyone. He had to return the key to Rabbi Frank. So, in his honor, we waited. Sorry, Mark. Next time.
Okay. I think so.
Maskevla Rav Yosef. Okay. Then Vavam Abayz. Maskevla Rav Yosef. Yosef asked the kasha. Why are we saying that when it says Na'arim Ketanim, it means they're either Menoyarim, they're emptied from mitzvahs, and Ketanim, that they are Mekatni Amana, or that they were lads who acted like children. Vidilma, perhaps, Al Shem Mekayman, maybe they're called this way because of where they're from. Milak Sid, doesn't it say in the Pasuk, V'aram Yotsu Gedudim, and Aram went out, the raiders went out from Aram. V'yishbu me'aretz Yisrael, and they captured from Eretz Yisrael, Nara Ketana. It says they captured a Nara Ketana, the Kashalon, and we asked the Kashalon, the Pasuk, Nara Uketana, it says she's a Nara, and it says she's a Ketana. Which one is she? Is she a young woman, or is she a girl? V'amara Pedaz, and her Pedaz answered this question by explaining that it was Ketana de Min Na'iron, that she was a Ketana from the place called Na'iron. So why don't we say the same thing over here, that they were Na'arim, I'm sorry, that they were Ketanim from Na'iron. Answers the Gemara, Hassam over there by Aram Loy Mefarish Mekoyma. It doesn't say what place this woman was from. And therefore, we could say that she was a Ketana who was from Na'arim. Hacha over here by these Na'arim Ketanim Mefarish Mekoyma, it says explicitly somewhat where they're from, meaning we know they're from Yericho. It doesn't say they're from Yericho, but we know they're from Yericho because they went out of the city. Okay, fine. Now the Gemara continues with the story of Elisha, Vayifan Acharav, and he turned around behind him, Vayar'aim, and he saw Vayir'aim, and he saw them, Vayikalalim, and he cursed them, B'Shem Hashem, in the name of Hashem. That's what the Pasuk says. So the Gemara asks, what does it mean, Vayir'aim? Ma Ra, what did he see to curse them, that they were deserving, so to speak, to be cursed? Aye, there's an Isser to curse a Yid. And says the Gemara, Amar Rav, Rav says, Ra'a Mamish, he saw literally, Kedetani, as it says in the Brisa, Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, Kol makim shenosnu chacham meinehem, any place where the chacham put their eyes in a way of disappointment or in a way of seriousness or whatever, oy nisa, either they die, oy ni, or they become poor, which is like death. And since they did what they did, he looked at them like that, that brought their death.
Does that mean it was inadvertent?
It doesn't necessarily mean it was inadvertent, but it wasn't. The question is, what does it mean that he saw? What did he see? And the Gemara, the first part of the Gemara is that the seeing, that's right, he looked, which caused them, which brought the kill of Hashem Hashem, for them to die. Well, Shmuel Amar, and Shmuel says, no, it doesn't mean to see literally. Ra'ah, he saw, b'nevuah, shakulon, that all of them, this Abra Bohen Iman, their mothers became pregnant with them, Biyema Kippurim on Yom Kippur. And basically what he saw from that was that their lack of Midas, which was manifested in such an extent, to such an extent, was who they were. They literally were people who were, you could say they had bad genetics or whatever it is. They came Be'isser, and this caused them to act like this. They were rotten to the core, so to speak.
It's Iman, so
their mothers, yeah.
And do we understand that they were the children of the men who failed to accompany Elisha?
No. Not necessarily. I've never seen that. No. What were you going to say?
I think the Maharal has a whole thing. He goes through each of these and talks about each.
Why that connects to this.
The core, like each level, all the way through.
Yeah, some of them, Jonathan pointed that out.
On the other hand, Herbert, if they would have seen them being melava by them, these children would not have acted.
Correct. That's correct.
The children had seen, and they seen the escort, they would have
acted. Right, but that doesn't mean that they were not, but they acted like, I mean, we're not.
They did.
But they're Yidden.
Yes.
Their mothers are Jewish, they're Jewish.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, there'd be no problem with getting pregnant on Yom Kippur.
Yeah, yeah. You're so yeah. For Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha Amar, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said, "Beloiris ra'a lohen." He saw their hairstyle, ke'amarim, that they were like the Amarim, and apparently that was what again that showed him that they were rotten to the core. Fine. For Rabbi Yechon Amar, Rabbi Yechon says, "Ra he saw b'nevuah shloi ha'isa bahen." That there was not in them, there was not even a remnant, even moisture of a mitzvah. Maybe in their children there would be saving grace of a mitzvah. Answers the Gemara, Omer Belazar, Belazar says, not in them, not in their children, until the end of time. There was no one that was going to have a lachluchah shal mitzvah over here, and therefore, since they did what they did, that coupled with that, they were deserving. Okay, now, the Gemara continues with the continuation of that. Vateitzeno shtayim duvin. And two bears came out, min ha-ya'ar, from the forest. Vativakano mehem. And they ripped open from them, meaning from the people, arboim u'shnei yelodim, 42 children. That was what happened, that was the story of the bears coming and causing their death, either by violently, you know, killing them, or whatever it may be. Okay, so that's what the Gemara says. Now we have Machlekes Imam Zayin Aben Aleph, Ravu Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel argued about this. Chad Omar once said, Nes. There was a Nes over here, as the Gemara will explain. V'chad Omar, and once said, Nes b'soich Nes. There was a Nes within a Nes. There were two Nisim that happened over here. Manda Omar Nes, the one who says that it was a Nes. Ya'ar Hava, there was already previously, there was already a pre-existing forest. Dubim, but bears, Loi Havu, they were not there. And through Nais, they appeared. Umanda Omar Nais, Besach Nais, and the one who says that there was a Nais, Besach Nais, and the two Nisim, Loi Ya'ar Hava, there was no forest there, but Loi Dubim Havu, nor were there bears. And both of them was a Nais. Frakta Gemara, we're saying that it was a neis b'soich neis, v'lahavi dubim, let there have been bears, v'loi lahavi yar, and let there not be a forest, meaning we're saying that the forest was an accessory to the neis, and it was part of the neis, we're calling it a neis. Why is that important? In other words, yes, the fact that it happened, it wasn't there before, that comes up as a neis, that's fine, but why are we calling that a neis, which was required or necessary for this whole story? Answers the Gemara, de be'isi, because the bears would have been afraid. If there was no forest and the bears just magically dropped in this area over here, they would have been afraid, de be'isi, that they would have been afraid from going after the human beings, these children, if they didn't have a place to hide in afterwards.
Or really could have been a nace just by having the bears.
Sorry?
Forest, they would have been afraid, they still would have done it.
So that's the thing. In other words, these are not bears that are coming pre-programmed to do a specific job. They're bears that were brought here. That was the nace. The bears came here. Now these bears are regular bears. Yeah. Bears are afraid to attack a human if they don't have where to hide afterwards. Yeah. Okay? So therefore it was necessary to make this nace. In other words, fakir, you see that it wasn't the pshat that like the nace was that these magical bears are coming to do the job. No, bears are coming. Yeah. Now the bears are now going to go with their natural instincts and either go after them if they have somewhere to hide or not go after them if they don't have somewhere to hide. It wasn't like it was like a, what's it called, a laser attack or whatever it is. It wasn't
a golem bear or something.
Exactly, right, right. These are bears. The bears appear.
Is there any reason why they were bears?
I don't know. Although I will tell you that bears are hairy. The Gemara says in Megillah that
meaning we're all socially off.
A-H-A-I-R-Y. That Achashverosh was like a bear who was hairy and all that. So they were saying Alei Kareach. Just playing. Okay. Anyways, talk to Gemara Vayta. Omer Rav Chanina said, Bishvil arboim u'shnayim karbonis, because of the 42 karbonis, Shehikriv Balak Melech Moav, that Balak, the king of Moav, offered, right, with Bilam, Hovku'umi Yisrael, as a reward, so to speak. Okay, he put something in the Bria that he gets something coming to him. Hovku'umi Yisrael, they were ripped open from Klal Yisrael, Arbaam Ushnaim Yeladim, 42 children from Klal Yisrael, Michael. Okay, this was his payment, so to speak. He did karbonos. He offered 42 karbonos. Balak, right? The Melech Moav. And he got some reward for that. He got some merits. This was the fulfillment of his, you know, this was payback, so to speak. He earned the right for something terrible to Klal Yisrael to have won.
Was it the fact of his karbonos?
It was, he brought a carbon. We read the carbon.
His kavana of harming Klal.
Well, let's see what the Gemara says. Bishvil arbaam ushnaim karbonos, because of the 42 karbonos, shehikriv Balak melech Moav, the Balak, the king of Moav, offered, hovku'umi Yisrael, arbaam ushnaim yiladim, 42 children from Klal Yisrael were killed. Okay? Now, let's see what the Gemara says. Eini, is it so? Is it so that this was the schar of Balak? V'ha'amar of Yehuda Marav. But Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, La'olam yasek adam b'torah v'mitzvos, a person should forever be Isaac in Torah and mitzvos, v'yaf al pi shalai l'shma, even though he's not doing it for the right purpose. Why? Shemitoch shalai l'shma, ba l'shma. Because from being involved, shalai l'shma, ba l'shma, it will eventually come to l'shma. Shebischar arbaam ushnaim karbonos. This is a continuation of Yehuda Marav. Shebeschar, because in the reward of Arbaam Ushnaim Karbonos, of the 42 Karbonos, Shehikriv Balak Melech Moav, that Balak, the king of Moav, offered, Zacha, he merited. In other words, he was doing that Shalai Lishma, but Zacha, he merited V'yatsa Mimena Rus, and he merited that Rus would come out from his children, Sheyatsa Mimenu Shleima, with Shleima HaMelech, who offered thousands of Karbonos, to Klalis, to Hashem, right, that all came from Balak. So Balak did it Shalai Lishma, okay? Balak offered Karbana Shalai Lishma as a schar for his bringing Karbana Shalai Lishma. He had a granddaughter, Rus, who had a grandson, Shloimai, who offered Karbana Lishma.
So you're saying he brought them to Hashem, but Shalai Lishma?
Correct.
What shaykhs does he have the mitzvahs?
Guy can bring a carbon. You bring a carbon to Hashem.
But it's a mitzvah that's categorized lishma. Lishma was for schar.
Yeah,
that.
It was. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
He brought the carbon for what purpose?
Who?
Shalk.
He was trying to get on Hashem's good side to be able to kill Klal Yisrael. But the bottom line is he brought carbon to Shalai Lishma. For Hashem, Shalai Lishma. And again, so because b'schar abar mishnayim karbonos as a schar for the 42 karbonos, shehikriv Balak Melech Moav, that Balak the king of Moav offered, zacha he merited v'yatsa mimenu Rus, and Rus came out from his children, sheyatsa mimenu Shleima, who then came out from her Shleima Hamelach, shakosav bei, that it's written about him elef oilis yala Shleima, that Shleima Hamelach offered 1,000 karbonos, thousands of karbonos. So you see that this was the schar of Balak, va'amar Rabbi Yosi. Now we just bring a raya that Rus was a granddaughter of Balak. Va'amar Rabbi Yosi Reb Chayni, and Rabbi Yosi ben Chayni said, Rus bitay shal Eglon. Rus was the daughter of Eglon, b'noy shal Balak Haisa, who was the son of Balak. So Rus is a daughter of Eglon, who was the king of Moav, and Eglon was a son of Balak. I don't know if it means literally a son or a grandson, but the bottom line is, you see that the schar which Balak received for the karbanos that he offered was having a granddaughter Rus with a grandson Shlomo, who's bringing the karbanos. So why are we saying that because of the schar of Balak, he got 42 children of Klal Yisrael killed? No, the schar of Balak bringing those 42 karbanos was he had Rus who had Shlomo. Answers the Gemara, like you were saying, Brian, ta'avasa miya, his desire, however, Ta'avasa, his, Balak's desire, Mia, however, was L'klalahava. It was for cursing Klal Yisrael. So, yes, this actual schar that he got for the, let's call it a mitzvah, okay, of bringing the karbanos to Hashem, was to have Rus, to have Shleima, etc., who's bringing those karbanos. But what he wanted to accomplish with his karbanos was to be able to curse Klal Yisrael, and therefore, That brought him the 42 children being killed.
It's a massive Kal V'chomer. It's a massive Kal V'chomer for us.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
The fact that he was cursing them, though, that didn't negate.
Yeah, that made it the Shalai Lishma. But the bottom line is there was a Shemetz, not a Shemetz. It was his intentions were Klala.
And the fact so, that Ruth converted and
it's still his granddaughter.
Still, listen. His parents.
No, I mean, listen. He's not reaping the benefits up there. Like, wow. Like, now he's sitting next to the Kisiyako. You know.
Just, I'm still trying to wrap my mind.
You don't think so? Yeah, I mean, I'm saying it sounds like it's a big.
It's not a praise for him, but it's something that he got. He got a.
What's the teretz again, though?
The teretz is that yes, the schar for the karbonos themselves for the mitzvah of the karbonos was that he had rus, but that's so to speak. It's funny to say this, but it's not enough for him. Thank you so much, Hashem, for giving me Rus and giving me Shlom HaMelech. But really, what I really wanted was to kill Klal Yisrael. So within that, it's not like a schar. So
both
not,
were told those from...
Correct.
Both is true.
Correct.
So yes. Is that a new shot? And it's not the 42 kids got killed?
It's both. We're saying it's both. Okay, so now we're going back to what happened before this whole story. What was Elisha doing there?
Can I get a quick clarification here? With Paul, we're saying he must, I mean, I don't, maybe don't know it enough, but he must have had an understanding that there's one God, and he's offering up these karbonos.
I don't know if he had an understanding that there's one God, but he knew that God is the one, the Hashem of Klal Yisrael, and, you know.
To give a karbon to Hashem, there's some level, I
guess,
of understanding that.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Are we saying though that it's not like he didn't get schar and therefore he got the 42 children were killed because of his you know, but it worked to a certain extent.
To a certain extent, yes.
His curse worked to a certain extent.
Yes.
That's really what I'm saying.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. It's a result. It's a payload.
Yeah. I mean, one would have thunk that, that's just one of those words that, I mean, listen, you go over to a parent and you give them $100,000 to kill their child. Okay, fine, so you could kill my great-great-grandchild? I mean, like, you're coming to Hashem, you're offering a karbon. Okay, and the pshat is that there was some kitrug, or there was some something. I mean, beyond this. But anyways, let's continue in the Gemara. The Pasuk says, the Gemara is quoting a Pasuk now from the people of Yericho who said to Elisha the following, Vayayimru anshe ha'ir el Elisha. The people of the city, the men of the city said to Elisha, Hinei no Moishav ha'ir toiv. Hinei no, behold, Moishav ha'ir toiv. Living in this city is pleasant. Kasher adoni roya, like my master can see. And the Pasuk continues and says, V'hamayim ro'im v'ha'aretz mishakeles. But the water is bad, making the land deadly. That's the continuation of the Pasuk that you can see on the side of your Gemara. Okay, so they said to Elisha, living here is very nice. We have a slight problem. The water is bitter, and that makes it that we can't plant anything because the land is terrible. Frak the Gemara. V'chimei acher, but once, d'mayim ro'im, that the water is bad, is bitter. The aretz mishakeles, and the land is deadly. Elamatei vasa. So what is good about it? What are they saying? Oh, it's a great place. We just have a slight problem.
Can't breathe.
Yeah. We can't drink anything. We can't plant anything.
Mishakeles is deadly.
The land is deadly. Mishakeles means deadly. That's how they translate it. Okay? So they were saying that it's a great place to live. The ikur is the v'goymer over here that the Pasuk Gemara doesn't bring down. Okay? So again, v'chimei acher, but once, d'mayim mishakeles, like the Pasuk continues, that the water is bad, is bitter. D'mayim rom, rather, d'mayim rom, that the water is bad, v'aretz mishakeles, and the land is bitter, elamatai v'osa. So then, what then were the Anshi Yerichai saying that it was a great place? Answers the Gemara, Amar Reb Chanin said, chein mokoyim, the grace of the city Al Yoshvav is there on the people who live there, which means that even a place which is a bad place to live, the people who live there like it. Okay? Chain Makim al Yoshvav. There is the grace of the city, of the place al Yoshvav, for those who live there. Now, chen is a very important thing. Chen is something, it's a goodness when someone, you say someone is bachent, someone has chen, right? It's something that's not really a rational thing. It's not something that's explainable. They just have chen. So the chen of the place itself, objectively, there is nothing, no reason why it's a good place. But when you live there, there's a certain chen that comes automatically that you appreciate the city.
People feel the chen towards the city?
Correct. Correct, yes.
So grace is just, it's this Christian translation because people use this all the time.
Okay, so like, what's, well, how what's would you?
I don't know. Like, what is
chen.
It's a charisma. It's like a certain attraction.
Can you describe
the
scene as
growing? Chain. It's used all. It's like this buzzword in the Guayusha world the last couple of years.
Grace,
forgiveness on people for not being perfect.
Well, that's essentially what it is. It's something that's not. It's not a objective.
Judgment.
Yeah, it's not a protective judgment or perspective. It's simply because I'm here. That's why I like. That's in this case. Which you have to know, so again, V'noyach matzachein b'eini Hashem. You have to understand that. We're not going to go there now. It says the Gemara Vayter, Amar Rabbi Yechanan said, Shloisha chinois hein. There are three cases where we see chein.
Cases?
Three examples, three situations. Number one, chein makam al yoshvav, like we just had. Chein of a place is on its inhabitants.
That's how first he feels about his hometown.
Exactly, this is where it's from. Exactly. Now there, it also has to, when someone comes home, they feel they're coming back to hopefully where they were secure, hopefully where they had good times. That's something else also. This is even when people are living in a place that's a dump, okay? A city that doesn't really have anything going for it. To the inhabitants of that city, you know, that's why you can never really call someone who lives in a certain city, is it a good place to live? Sure, it's a great place to live. We love it. That doesn't mean that they're going to love it because they're not yet a Yoshvi Yair. Because the first one is Chein Malkam al Yoshvav. Number two, Chein Isha al Bailo. The grace of a woman on her husband. Okay, that even if she's not necessarily the greatest, but her husband has a Chein towards her. V'chein Mekach al Mekchoy. And the Chein of someone who buys something,
a purchase.
Chein. Mikach is the purchase, is that which was purchased. Al Mekhoy on that, the person who bought it. Okay, someone who bought it. Yeah. You buy something, you know, it could be a watch that's not necessarily, but this is a nice watch. It is a nice watch.
There's pain on that thing that you bought.
Towards that person, right. That's one of the reasons.
Towards the person who bought it for you.
No. The person who bought it. Feels a certain chain towards the object, even if the object itself. This is one of the reasons why the Chafetz Chaim says you're not allowed to go, you're not allowed to tell someone about something he bought, about whatever, all the different things. You're not allowed to tell him about it got cheaper, you're not allowed to tell him. Now, basically, you're not supposed to go to someone who bought a new car and say that car is a lemon. The car is not a good car. You know, it's whatever it is. Again, that doesn't mean that you can't buy something that you don't like. But when you invest in something, it's something that you have an appreciation for. Okay, Zok the Gemara Vayter. Let's go a little further. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a Braisa. Shloisha chaloim. Three sicknesses. Chala Elisha. Three sicknesses Elisha had. He got sick. Echad, one of them, was a punishment. Shegira dubim b'tinoikis. That Elisha sicked to sick the bears on Elisha. Now the Mefarshim say, they were chayiv misa. We just got finished saying that they were chayiv misa. Yeah, but it didn't have to come about with bears.
Chala
is he got sick.
Misa
from this whole thing that he did. Yeah, the klala and the fact that because he sicked the bear.
We're saying that Elisha got ill because this happened.
That's right.
Okay.
Well, it could have been done in a cleaner way. Okay. Like Moshe Rabbeinu did with the Mitzri. Yeah. That was number one. The Echad, and one of them, one sickness was a punishment because shadochvoy legechazi, shadochvoy that he pushed legechazi to Gehazi, who was his assistant, b'shtei yadayim with both hands, as the Gemara will explain. The echad, and one of them is shemezboy, the sickness that he died from. That was the third sickness. Shenamar, as it says in the pasuk, ve'elisha chala, and Elisha got sick, es chalyoy, his sickness, asher yomuzboy, that he died from it. So the Bryce says, darshaning, that there's a lot of extra words here. Ve'elisha chala, he got sick, es chalyoy, his sickness, asher yomuzboy, that he will die from it. So we see that there were three sicknesses, chala, chalyoy, and asher yomuzboy. There were three sicknesses. It could have just said, vayikruvu yimei Elisha lamus, that the days came for Elisha to die. He was close to his death. The fact that it says, ve'elisha chala es chalyoy, asher yomuzboy, and Elisha got sick from the sickness from which he will die, that tells us that there were three sicknesses that he had. Okay?
We don't know what they were. We just know some circumstances.
Some kind of sickness, yeah. Okay, we'll hold it over here.